It's time for our weekly check-in with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader regarding weekend activities and cultural events. This week, they're focusing on something that didn't exist a few years ago, Comic-Con in Lexington.
It is now one of the major events, one of the major pop culture events in Lexington, drawing more than 25,000 people to the Lexington Center. And it is back this weekend. Once again, it's a huge event like Comic-Cons around the country for people who are fans of science fiction and superheroes and really just playing movies and TV and gaming and things of that sort. And, you know, one of the big marquee things about it is they bring in a lot of stars to town from a lot of series that people are in love with. Like, we'll have Robin Lord Taylor from Gotham, Michael Rooker, who's one of the stars of Guardians of the Galaxy and The Walking Dead. And then we even go back in time to, like, Lee Majors will be here. And Lee Majors, I saw that. It's a dreamy.
I actually remember watching The $6 Million Man. So.
And somebody in the office brought up the other day the fact that he used to be married to Farrah Fawcett.
Like
70s power couple. But Lee Majors was, born and raised in Kentucky, graduated from EKU, and went on to be the $6 Million Man. He's going to be there this weekend, and, it'll be great to have him back in the Bluegrass State. You know, one thing with Comic-Con being as big as it is and some other events going on, the city has been issuing traffic advisories for the weekend, particularly for Saturday, because Saturday we have the
St. Patrick's Festival and Parade. And this is all day, an all-day event, starting at 8 a.m. with the Shamrock Shuffle. Say that three times quickly. 3K in downtown Lexington. And then it moves over to Courthouse Plaza on North Limestone, where 11 a.m. is the Blessing of the Keg.
It's sacred event.
Followed by a day of live music and entertainment, including the parade, which begins at 1 p.m. right outside the Herald Leader here at Main and Midland and travels up Main Street. And it might be a little chillier over the weekend, but there are going to be warming stations around and tents, so that'll get you through the day.
I have to think, how frustrating does it have to be the St. Patrick's Day parade organizer? We've had this mild winter, and suddenly the cold and the snow decides to show up on your weekend.
I know, but it'll still be fun, I'm sure. And the weekend is going to end up with a trip back 46 years in pop music.
It will. Lee Carroll, who is a local keyboardist, has played with quite a number of bands like Tin Can Buddha and with musicians from all across the area. And Robbie Cosenza, a very well-known percussionist in the area, are putting together a show for the Downtown Arts Center's Sunday Sessions concert called 1971. And they're going to be bringing in a bunch of those musicians to do hits from, like, Led Zeppelin, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Paul McCartney, just a real cross-section of artists that will take us back a little bit further than some of us may admit we're going when we talk about 1971.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren write about arts and cultural events for the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexco.com. You'll find their report and our listing of events from our events calendar at weku.fm.